Don't do your best interviews first. Networking interviews should come after random interviews. Do a few burner interviews, we'll say, because you need the practice. So save your best friend's dad or your mom's best friend or your mom's whatever, the professor at school that's introducing you to her company that she used to work for. Do a few interviews before you go do that one. In closing, this is hard work, but you've been working for 36,000 hours, 18 years to get to this point.
Welcome to the Edge of Excellence podcast. This show is for current and aspiring leaders that are dedicated to showing up every day in their lives with excellence. We break down the careers of those excelling so you can understand what is out there and how to rise up in every field you choose. Let's get the show on the road, shall we? Your host has spent his life promoting global entrepreneurship, helping 20-somethings find their passion, and working to help others achieve excellence. CEO of CollegeWorks, Matt Stewart.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening. Today on the Edge of Excellence, we've got my hack, Matt's hack to the college job search. So you want to know how you're going to get a job, where you're going to start, what industries, what size, what type. We're going to talk about wormholing and how to dig through the internet in a measured discovery process. We're going to talk about bundling to ensure your interviews and your offers and your job decisions are all coming through at the same time in a manageable fashion. Welcome to the show and welcome to the Edge of Excellence.
Thank you for listening. And this show I'm excited about, one, because it's just me and I love to hear myself talk, but two, I spent a lot of time on this. How do you crush the job hunt process? It's not as hard as you think it might be, but it's also not as easy. How do you hack it? How do you crush it? How do you get that wonderful career if you're already in a career that's not wonderful? How do you find a second career that's more wonderful? Because if you think about it, your whole lifetime has been contributing to this search. Everything you've done up till now matters. But if you have no experience and no skills and you feel like you have no hope, you just have a little more work to do. You'll get there to the final goal. You just have a little bit more work to do. If you do have some experience, you do have some skills, you still have a little bit more work to do. We're not going to get into working in high school, doing internships, working every summer. I say that all the time. Even if you do sports, by the way, I always say that too. Oh, my kids can't work. They do sports. No, they're not going to get a job if they don't get a job. You need to try many types of work. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into working frontline a little bit, learning communication skills. We're not going to get into that. We're going to work with what you already have and assume you're trying to improve your resume. You're trying new things. You're working more and more hours. You're working more and more interesting jobs. You're following a plan and a goal. You can go back to the goal setting episode number 125, or it's coming up, number 125. But we're not getting into that. What we are going to get into is how do you hack the process? What are the simple steps to get a great job? What is wormholing? We're going to talk about just doing the research and finding things out, the stuff they should have done in school. Why didn't they give you a DIS test as a freshman? And why didn't they spend a semester studying careers that are right for you? We're going to spend some time talking about how to do that today. And you're going to do an independent study. We're going to break it into bite-sized chunks. And we're going to learn to front load so we relieve stress. We're going to talk about what front loading is, what wormholing is, what bundling your applications together are so you get all your offers at once. We're going to cover knocking their socks off with the resume and the cover letter and the interview real briefly at the end. But most of this is about the hack. I just want you to remember, you can, and you probably will, change your job and your career a few times in your life. You only need to focus on starting, trying something, being patient. And I also will say, the more you've done, the better off you are. The more you're doing, the better off you are. The harder you've been working, but it's okay if you're just starting now. You just got to go get the experience and build the resume. And that's what a resume is. It's going from one job to another job to another job. So this is all part of the 10 things 20-somethings need to know. Time management's episode 5, stress management episode 10, relationship management episode 12, goal settings coming up, number 125, leadership 135. DISC, my favorite one, is way back at number 3. And this one is the career hunt process. We leave out EQ and strategic planning. So the job hunt process, by the way, for a career is the same as an internship. So if you haven't had any work experience or you don't have very much, you haven't had any internship, this is the same process, whether you're getting your first internship, your first job, or your 100th job. It's all the same process. Now, you have to do a little less of the research if you've done this a few times. So everything you deal builds on itself. So you went to elementary school, middle school, high school, all your knowledge built up. You got your first job, your second job, your first internship, all your knowledge built up. As you learn about different internships, as you learn about different careers, you learn about different industries, and as new ones form, it all builds on each other. So none of this is wasted time. None of this is wasted time. Same process. I will say real quick, but CollegeWorks, and we've worked with 40,000 people. If you've worked 3 years or more, you work full time, you took a tough major, you got above a 3.0, and you did internships, you're better, you're more successful in our program. So I always suggest that people work 3 years or more, work full time, take a tough major, and get above a 3.0 and play varsity sports when they're in high school. If you do all that, that helps you more successful. If you haven't done all that, time to start. I already mentioned DISC podcast 3. It really helps point you in the right direction. And that's really where my system starts. What are you looking for? You can sit down and you can brainstorm. What do I want to do? I want to be in real estate. Okay, I know about Christina. I could do flip or flop. I want to be in law. I saw that on TV. You don't know enough of what's out there. And there's thousands of jobs. For every one you know, there's 1,000 in that industry that you don't know. And I mean, real estate, there's thousands of jobs in the real estate industry. So I do believe in DISC to help narrow the thousands. It cuts it in half. You're a D and an I, you go one way. You're an S and a C, you go another way. You're a DC, you've got some opportunities. You take a DISC test to eliminate 500,000 possible careers. And then how do you sift through the other 500,000? You build your knowledge. And it starts with just a little bit of time. It starts now. So the first thing I suggest, and if we just take the career path as this big challenge of what am I going to do? My son loves design. He thought about clothing design. He thought about interior design. He thought about furniture design. He thought about, he's worked making music videos. He's worked in interior design. He's worked in the clothing industry. He's tried all these different things. How do you figure out what's out there before you try it? You do wormholing. And this is just my word for getting lost in the internet. Think of it like an independent study class with no agenda. I think the school should have done this. They should have just tested you. They didn't. They should have taught you wormholing. You should have got some credits for this. You're not. But you're going to get credits in an interview. Because if you spend some time researching and taking notes, like an independent study class, you don't have an agenda. You're just going to get lost in the internet. But you're taking some notes, you're keeping a notebook, you're using that kinesthetic learning of writing things down. You use a timer just like a class. You start on time as if there was a professor there. You end on time as if you wanted to get out because there's a professor there. You think of it like, I want to just go with the important stuff. And you do it as frequently as you need it. We're going to get into how frequently. But the basic concept of wormholing is getting lost in the wormhole of the internet. Or think of an ant farm. You're just going down those tunnels and you can go in any direction and you go for an hour and then you stop and then you start up another wormhole later, or you continue that one later. If you're a freshman or sophomore in college, you know, you do it monthly, spend an hour a month. If you're a junior, you probably need to move to weekly. If you've waited till your senior year, this is a 5 hour a week job. You got to figure out what the hell you're applying to. And it's going to take you a couple months. You want to put 50, 100 hours into this of just wormholing and researching. And think about what you're getting while you're doing it. You're getting jargon. You're figuring out the words people are using. You're getting career paths. You're getting vision, mission, values. You're finding out the different companies. You're finding out what's in the news. You're just getting lost in all these different areas of what's going on in these different industries or possibilities for you. None of it's going to go to waste. And it's going to come in very handy when no one else that you're interviewing against listen to this podcast. No one else did any of this stuff. So first concepts, wormholing, getting lost in the internet. As a freshman, you want to do it monthly. As a junior, you want to do it weekly. As a senior, should have done it earlier. Do it 5 hours a week. Then there's the concept of front loading, which is doing things before it's too late. So a freshman, you're going monthly, junior, weekly, senior, five hours a week because you need to catch up. And that's what front loading is. Front loading is a concept of doing the work before the completion date. So if I have a test, I get my studying done way in advance. If I have a paper, I get it done way in advance. And when you're doing things way in advance, when emergencies pop up, you're not screwed. You're not stressed. So you finish your paper, you're doing your paper, and it's going to take you 10 hours, and you do 2 hours a day for 6 days, and it's due on the 7th. Even if things go wrong, you've got a two-day buffer. You've got time in the rest of your day. You've already done half of it when something goes wrong and there's a flood in your apartment or whatever's going on. So front loading is the work you do before to get the task done so you can complete it early. You front load your studying so you don't have to cram. You front load preparing for a meeting so you'll know you'll be ready even if there's an emergency. You front load your life so you can have time later in life. I work hard in my 20s so I can go to my kids' game in my 40s. You front load the job search. You do all the research. You learn the vocabulary. You know what's new and improved. So you have a much better chance of getting the job when it's time. So wormholing is just getting lost on the internet, taking notes, pick one focus or do a couple, move around. Don't worry. Just get lost. And you can start by looking at industries, what industries interest you. You can look deeper in what the ones you know. There's probably 1,000 in each industry and you know of two. You don't know the wider industry, so dig. You can look at career paths. You can look at companies. You can look at news pieces. What I recommend is start broad. If you don't know what you want to do, you're a marketing major or you just got out of college 2 years ago and you're an investment banker and you want to move into something else, well, you've got a little bit of knowledge from all the work you did as an investment banker, and you can start diving into these different industries with a broad kind of shallow approach at first. Best jobs for people leaving investment banking. Best job for graduates and ex-major. Careers in marketing. Careers in blank. Best jobs out of college in XYZ. Jobs near me in whatever. So you start really broad and you spend a few hours just kind of surfing the surface. Just cruising the surface. And your gut will start telling you, I like this, I don't like this. You take notes, you write things down, timer goes off, you're done. Pick up where you left off next time. Timer goes off, you're done. You get sick of doing the industries. You dive into companies, career paths. You come back to the industries. You move around as you want. That's what the wormholing is. And eventually you start to move into applicable career paths. And as you start to find a couple industries or a couple career paths that attract you, you go to step two. You want to read job descriptions. Big, medium, and small companies. What do the job descriptions look like at those different size companies? Entry level, mid-level, executive level. What does the career path look like?
Are you enjoying the show thus far? We go through so many resources and links with this podcast, it's tough to keep up. I get it. That's why Matt and the rest of the team put together the Edge of Excellence Bundle. In it, you'll find different tools that relate to overarching themes and topics of the show. Things like DISC assessment tools, time management strategies and tactics, stress and anxiety management tools, exclusive videos and episodes from this podcast that is not released anywhere else, and so much more. The best part? As a valued listener of the show, you can access the Edge of Excellence Bundle 100% for free of charge. That's right, for simply being awesome and tuning in. To get access, all you have to do is go to www.collegeworks.com/podcast and fill out the short form there for us to get the bundle over to you. Once again, it's www.collegeworks.com/podcast. Now, back to the show.
So you'll start diving into different career paths of different industries, and it'll start to make sense what type of people, what is required of those people. You'll see that in the job descriptions. Take notes. And all this vocabulary, all this jargon settling into your brain. And when you do an interview, you're going to know so much more because you put 50 hours or 100 hours into researching the career you want. And think about this. You spend 12 years in school plus kindergarten, so 13. You go to college for 4, maybe 5 if you went to Santa Barbara. You've got 18 years of school. And we're talking 1 week, 40 hours a week to separate you from all of the other people. And we're going to spread that out over a whole year. Are you kidding me? This is the last 5% that separates excellence from average? Are you going to do what it takes to finish what you start and put the time into finding a perfect career path to start with? Maybe you change later, but something to start with that you feel really good about. So you're wormholing, you're front loading, you're taking notes, you've done this career path thing. And then when you get to the third level, that's when you're into specific companies with specific jobs. And here's the key. Every company you interview with, you need to spend at least an hour on the internet, if not two, researching. At least. Mission, values, and vision. What are they? You should know that for every company you're interested in. You should know what they're in the news for because they put themselves in the news. Only time I'm in the news, pretty much, is if I send something out. I'll be honest. I'm good at it. Get in the news a lot. Get on the news a lot. That's because in my early years, I wanted to be on the news. So I'd send shit out. Now I don't want to be on the news anymore. I'm not on there. Companies send stuff out. They write the article. They write the press release. So read their mission, vision, values. They put a lot of time into it. Read the in the news stuff. Read about career openings. Read about what they do. And you're going to spend a long time. So once you've started off wormholing, you know, at the broad level of different industries, and then you continued wormholing into specific industries and continued wormholing into career paths and different companies, and you've come up with kind of a broad list of which companies you want to go interview for, you begin the process of organizing your time to be able to research those companies deeper and begin the interview process and acquiring interviews. So how do you do that? Once you've narrowed down what you want to do, what do you do next? And this is the hard part. So I've already talked about putting in 100 hours. And by the way, you spent 2,000 times 18 years, 36,000 hours getting to this point of studying and going to school. Now we have just this last 100 hours to get you over the finish line. And we're going to do everything we can. We're going to wormhole, we're going to front load, and then we're going to use all our resources. So what resources do you have? If you're at school or you've been to a college and you've graduated, there's a career center. Go there, call them often. Go there early as a freshman. Go there every semester. What jobs are out there? What careers? Now, I will say this about career centers. I don't like them. Sometimes they're bureaucrats. Sometimes they're in it for the money for the career center. Sometimes they're in it for the budget for the career center. Sometimes they're not interested in the best jobs for their students. So this isn't the be all do all for your job search. This is one resource. And depending on your school, you may or may not have a great career center. But go there, figure it out. And if it's good, keep going. You have job fairs at schools. Sign up for all of them. Even if you're a freshman, you have no idea, just go wander around. By the time you're a junior, you're putting the suit on. By the time you're a senior, you have a cover letter for each company with the name of the company on it, the name of the person you're meeting, specific to that business with your resumes. That's the senior year version. Start going to the job fairs. Some of them are virtual. Some of them are at school. Some of them are down the street. Go check it out and expose yourself. Not literally, but expose yourself to what careers are out there. You've got alumni. I met a person one time that wanted to be a lawyer. We'll say her name's Rebecca because it was. And she went and found six attorneys that graduated from her college, called them up, and had regular meetings and lunches with those attorneys throughout college. Who's getting the job? You or Rebecca? Who do they want to hire? You or Rebecca? The person that's been with them, talking to them, or some random person? So use your alumni network, get creative, join the alumni club, make a $100 donation, go to the events, call people, meet people, look them up. You have your own network. So we got career center, we got job fairs, we got alumni network, we got your network, your parents' friends, your friends' parents' friends. Call them, ask them for discussions, tell them you're thinking about it, pick their brain. Then you've got the job listings and the job boards to search. So there's at least five or six things at your fingertips. So once you've done your wormholing, and you're starting to shift into all these different ways to find jobs in this industry that you want to go in or in these businesses that you want to go in, it's time to prepare for your interviews. So first thing, what I see. Okay, it's senior year. I need to get started. I don't get started by December, so I kind of want to get started by January. I don't really get started by January, so I start the hunt in March, but I'm kind of half-assing it, and next thing you know, I'm out of school, and I don't have a job. That's kind of stressful. So the other way to do it is start in September, get your wormholing done by the first career fair, put together a bundle of applications, a bundle of resumes, a bundle of cover letters at the first career fair that's in October, do it again at the next career fair, do it again at the next career fair, put together your own bundles, and I'm going to talk about what a bundle is in a second, and work diligently for your senior year. Now, if you don't work diligently or it's too late by the time you hear this, it's about a 9-month process. It's about a 9-month process to get a job. So whenever you start, it's going to be about 9 months, could be more, could be less. And what's going to happen is you got to figure out where you're going to apply and what you're going to apply for. And you got to do all that wormholing and front loading and all that. You're just a little late on it. And then it comes time to start applying. What most people do is they go apply for a job and they hope it works out, and then it doesn't. So they apply for another job and they hope it works out, and then it doesn't. And then after they've done that about 10 times, they finally get that one offer, but they just applied for another job and they want that one more. And so they're kind of sitting there waiting, hoping that the second job answers really quick and hoping the first job doesn't want their answer really quick. And I saw this with a person near and dear to me. She waited too long to tell the one company yes or no, and the second company rejected her and she got neither job. So the way you solve that problem is you bundle your resumes, which means you bundle your first interviews and you bundle your research and you bundle your second interviews. It's all done for you. If you do all the first interviews at once, then in about 2 weeks, you're doing all the second interviews. And in about 2 weeks, you're doing all the research. And in about 2 weeks from then, you get your job offers, and you'll get a couple job offers within a 1-week window. And if you like one better than the other, you can wait. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck in that same position that this near and dear person of my heart was. So a bundle is 10 well-researched companies you're going to send your resume to. 10 of them. You've done your hour of online research. You know their vision, mission, values. You know that what they're in the news for. You know the people in their company. You know their history. You know the FAQ page. You know the non-branded sites with information. You've put time in. You've taken notes. You've got your notes ready, and your notes are used in your cover letter. Your notes are also used in your interview. You've developed a cover letter for that specific company. If they're at a career fair, you should know what companies are coming to the career fair. It's on the site or the invitation. You may be able to figure out the names of the people representing that company. So you can have a cover letter to Joe Smith at Deloitte and Touche ready when you show up and meet Joe Smith for the first time. What an impressive surprise. At least you need a cover letter with Deloitte and Touche on it, written just to Deloitte and Touche. You need a resume and a cover letter. And when you show up at a career fair, you should have a bundle of 10. 10 well-researched companies that you're going to hand resumes with specific cover letters. If you're going into computer programming and there aren't 10 companies showing up, then use the career fair as your deadline and go meet with the 2 or 3 companies that have video game programming as a job listing. Maybe go meet with 2 or 3 companies that have a big tech department, and you might find something interesting, and then find 5 other companies that you send resumes and cover letters to outside of the career fair. So you still have your bundle, 5 at the career fair, 5 outside. Key to the bundling is having a cover letter, being well-researched, and if you can do it with a warm contact, instead of just blatantly sending people stuff or answering an ad, if you could use your network or your alumni or LinkedIn, or somehow have a warm contact to attach, to send your cover letter and resume to, that's always better. The bundles go out at the same time. Take 1 to the career fair, 9 electronically, 10 to the career fair. Career fair in the fall is bundle 1. Then maybe you set up an artificial bundle 2 on November 1st and an artificial bundle 3 on December 1st. And then you have another career fair on February 15th. So you organize it and you're doing these 10-pack bundles. I've heard of people apply to 100 jobs or more. But what's different with you, it may not take that long because you've done the wormholing. You've done the front loading. You have your notes. You know the jargon. You know the roles. You know what's happening in the industry. You've researched all different companies. So you're going to come in really shining. Even if you don't have a lot of experience, really shining because of the work you've done to show up well-prepared to this career fair, and then later on to the interview and the second interview and the third interview. I will say a couple final tips. Practice interviewing. Do it in front of a mirror. Go search up all the interview questions. They're going to ask you why you want to work here, and it better be about what you're going to do for the company, not that what the company's going to do for you. We don't give a shit anymore. All the millennials have ruined that. So Gen Z, we don't care what we're doing for you. We want to know what you're going to do for us, because we've heard the millennials talk about what we can do for them and we're burnt out. We have a business to run. That's what they want to hear. What are you going to do for the company? Why is this company right for you? Why us over other companies? You need to have done the research. And if you know their vision, mission, values, you know what they're in the news for, you know what they're proud of, you know their FAQs, you know what's been going on, you're going to have a good reason. So you want to know why this industry, why this company, why now, what impact you're going to make. And you can Google some interview questions, and you should practice in the interview, and you should practice with other people, and don't do your best interviews first. Networking interviews should come after random interviews. Do a few burner interviews, we'll say, because you need the practice. So save your best, your dad's best friend, or your best friend's dad, or your mom's best friend, or your mom's whatever, the professor at school that's introducing you to her company that she used to work for. Do a few interviews before you go do that one. And maybe listen to some podcasts and relevant industries from the people you're interviewing with, or read about them on the news. And I also recommend an accountability. If you can do this with a buddy, my son's doing it with his roommate. You guys hold each other accountable to your bundles in the work. In closing, this is hard work, but you've been working for 36,000 hours, 18 years to get to this point. The last 10% is where the non-excellent give up. The last 10% separates greatness from weakness. This is your chance. It's the same process for an internship, same process for the first job, same process to find a new career. Research, thinking, weighing options, being prepared and appearing more prepared. It's not about faking your resume. It's about wowing them with the work you're doing to get a job in that company. Good luck on the job hunt process. We got a white paper on this, collegeworks.com/resources, the 10 things that 20-something should know. It's right in there. There's a white paper, defines all these terms. I think there's a video up there too. So good luck in the job hunt process. I know it's scary, but if you break it down into bite-sized chunks, the way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time, it makes it a lot easier. Please share this with anybody. I love to help people find their passions. I found mine, luckily. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week on The Edge of Excellence.
I hope you enjoyed that episode today on The Edge of Excellence podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on whichever platform you're listening to this. If this episode made you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot and share this exact episode with them. This show exists to showcase what is possible when young leaders are willing to step out of their comfort zone and choose to excel in their lives. To learn more about our internship for young and ambitious students, www.oneinternship.com/podcast to see if it's something that makes sense for you. Once again, it is www.oneinternship.com/podcast. Let this be a reminder for you to live on the edge of excellence in your business and life. See you next time.